Wednesday, January 22nd. Dear Miss Know-It-All, I read the bold print at the top of my column over and over again. It felt like I was looking at an official article written by an official writer who wasn't me, but it was me. In the cafeteria, everyone had their newspapers out, and they were reading my advice column on page 2. "Have you seen Miss Know-It-All?" Alexis, a cheerleader, asked her friend Samantha. "I'm looking at it right now," she answered. "Someone on our squad is dating a total sweetheart who loves to bake," Alexis gushed. "How romantic is that? And Miss Know-It-All gave him great advice. I so envy his girlfriend." I just stood there in shock, listening to all of the chatter with a freakishly huge grin on my face. But I couldn't just stand there basking in my success. I had work to do. Out of my 21 new letters, this one caught my eye. "Dear Miss Know-It-All, I'm a well-liked teacher who has been with WCD for over 15 years. I would say I'm a fairly easy person to get along with. But for whatever reason, another teacher has it in for me. Sometimes I come to class and my dry erase board erasers are missing. This forces me to use my hand or sleeve to erase the board, and by the end of the day, I'm a rainbow-colored mess. Then, in the hall, I hear other teachers snickering at me, which is humiliating. To make matters worse, this crook also steals my lunch from the teacher's lounge. I can't teach on an empty stomach. But it's either that or buy food from the cafeteria, and that's not happening. Do you know what they put in that stuff? Anyway, I need your help. How do I find out who is doing this to me and get the respect I deserve? Taunted teacher. You learn something new every day. I had no idea that teachers had a pecking order just like kids. But whoever that person was, my heart went out to him/her. I was eager to help my elder dork outsmart this overgrown bully. Dear taunted teacher. Sheesh! Anyone who'd resort to stealing sandwiches from fellow teachers needs to get a life. And most importantly, a loaf of bread, some mayo, and bologna. I know a thing or two about bullying, and it stinks. But you have to fight brawn with brain. Wouldn't it be funny if a certain someone packed a special lunch of baked beans, prune juice, and bran? So when a certain thief ate a stolen lunch, a certain surprise would make their crime obvious? The good news is that the culprit would never mess with you again. The bad news is that you'd never be able to use the restroom in the teacher's lounge again either. Consider it a minor casualty of war. I'm rooting for you. Your friend, Miss Know-It-All. I was really anxious to see how that situation worked out. If any of the teachers were replaced by a substitute in the middle of the day, I'd know they were suffering from the chocolate pudding of wrath. Wink, wink. Normally, I would never promote revenge. And yes, I so regret the great toilet paper caper. Everyone knows I'm basically a peaceful, fun-loving, Disney-watching hippie. But if someone stole food out of my mouth, I'd be taking off my earrings and putting on my boxing gloves. I'm just saying. Anyway, as lunch was ending, I noticed a huge commotion in the hallway. The cheerleaders were crowded around a locker, and I could see Brady Grayson with a coy smile on his face. "Brady, OMG!" squealed a cheerleader in pigtails. I buried my face in my math book like I was totally engaged in it. Yeah, right. So I could get closer and sneak a peek at what was going on. Brady had decorated his girlfriend's locker with red wrapping paper and ribbon to make it look like a giant gift. And when she opened it, everyone gasped, including me. Brady had followed Miss Know-It-All's advice, and her locker was filled with red roses and red velvet cupcakes. He'd even spelled out, You're special. With alphabet magnets.
I have a confession to make.
Brady blushed.
I made those cupcakes you like. Not my mom. I love baking, and I hope that doesn't change anything between us.
Oh, Brady, don't be silly. She gushed as she gave him a big bear hug. There wasn't a dry eye in the crowd. I could barely keep myself together. I buried my face deeper in my math book so no one could see where those crazy-sounding sniffle hiccups were coming from. I was so proud of myself, and Brady, too. With a little sound advice, Prince Chump had become Prince Charming. And at that moment, just a teeny, tiny part of me was super envious of Brady's girlfriend. But not for long, because Miss Know-It-All's advice blew up in my face. Later that day, I received a letter that sounded like it was written by his girlfriend.
Dear Miss Know-It-All, I didn't think my boyfriend had a romantic bone in his body. He never talked about his feelings, and he acted like he was too macho to do anything nice for me. But today, he surprised me by filling my locker with roses and my favorite cupcakes. My big problem now is that the entire cheerleading squad is crushing on my boyfriend. I have to beat them off with a stick. I admit, I'm jealous of the attention he's getting, and now I'm afraid of losing him. I need your help. How do I keep him interested in me when he has this huge fan club of adoring girls?
The green-eyed girlfriend.
I was like, just great. My advice about the Brady cupcake thing had totally backfired. And to make matters worse, my Miss Know-It-All letters were starting to pile up. That's when I decided it was time to consult my favorite experts on human behavior. And I was not talking about Dr. Phil. Whenever things got really out of control, I could always count on my two BFFs. Chloe, the self-help guru, and Zoe, professor of chick lit and all things sappy. I was going to ask them to stay after school next Tuesday to read over my letters and give me advice on how to answer them. If anyone could help me sort out this mess, they could.